Maybe just share a little bit of a text and hopefully bring some encouragement to you, as you've already been encouraged by Jamie. If you'll turn in your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Let's hear together the word of the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons and talk of them when you sit in the house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Just hearing Jamie made me think how that surprise of ministry often happens when someone says, I want to talk to you. And we think, me? What is it? What is it that people see that would cause them to say, I want to talk to you? I think the place where you begin is here, with this love of God, with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all your soul, with all of your strength. Every morning, as even today, as Jewish people get out of bed, when their feet touch the floor, if they are Orthodox, they may have a prayer shawl on. They'll take the tzitzis, the fringes of their prayer shawl, and they're on each of the four corners, and hold them together. And this is remembering that God is God over the whole earth, the four corners of the earth, if you will. And they'll hold them together, and they'll recite, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. And they'll remember once again that they are called to love the Lord their God with all of their being. And so much of what you do in life that's really of deep value flows out of the relationship that you have with God. And the most valuable thing that you bring with you into any encounter is that relationship. But there's a second thing in this text, the second great thing of value, and that is his word. We see here really what makes the impact, what transforms lives. And Peter has told us, remember last week's text, where Peter tells us very, very, very clearly that it is the word of God that brings change in people's lives. It is the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ that transforms us. He's going to say in the text that we're going to read in 2 weeks, he refers to us as being people who have been transferred from kingdoms of darkness into his marvelous light. And we know what this guy means to some degree who's still in prison, and yet he says that he's been set free. And many of us know the experience of the Word of God that is able to set people free, including us. So those are the things that we bring with us. I just wanted us to be mindful of those and to hear those. I want us to take a little bit of time now and pray with and for Jamie and these guys that he mentioned, whose names I know we'll remember. And so we'll want to be remembering them and knowing that God is at work in deep and powerful ways. And how does he do it? And how will he do it with you through this week? He's going to use two things. He's going to use that relationship that you have with him, that love of God that you have with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength. And that other thing, his word that he has placed in your heart. So, Jamie, I'm going to call you up with me. You know you're dealing with a rough character when they won't let you back into prison. But we're just thrilled at seeing God's work in and through you, your dedication to really serving Him with all that you are. And we want to affirm that this morning as your brothers and sisters. And just thrilled to be a part of it, to share with you in this ministry.